as we bring in Mike Kazi. And once again, we'll check the football scores from yesterday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, so let's start off here. The Mets beat
the double-digit baseball.
The Mets beat the Twins 14-4.
Yep, the Vikings got two safeties in that game.
The Cardinals beat the Pirates 6-5. That's normal. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4. We'll take that one.
Let's go right to the big one. Giants beat the Rockies 11-8.
11-8, and that game was actually 11-4 going into the last inning.
Well, it is Colorado. Yeah. It's the Homer capital of the world. No gravity and juiced up balls.
The Athletics beat the Mariners 10-2.
Ding 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 ding.
The Orioles beat the Nationals 9-2.
That was close.
The Dodgers over the Phillies 7-2. And in a real baseball game, the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 5-4.
Yeah, there were four or five real games yesterday. Then we'll get to the good ones. Houston beat the Angels 11-2.
Yeah.
And the winner, Arizona beat Texas 19-4.
Yep, I didn't even get to those. Yep, amazing, amazing.
I think they need to juice up more balls. There was only five games in the double digit derby yesterday.
They need
to put more plasticity into the balls.
If I was a pitcher, I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset because this affects over the long
your
haul,
livelihood.
Yeah, your performance. Yeah, I mean, what can you? I mean. Maybe they should raise their mound back up higher like it used to be. I mean, something. I mean.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you love to hear them. Pitchers are throwing harder than ever. Do you really think so? Do you really think so? With the amount of runs that are given up, let's just go back in the time machine for a while. When we always say every pitcher had one potential 20-game winner. And they're saying that they weren't throwing that hard back then. Then why were the scores so much lower?
Yeah. It's a combination of a couple of different things. But what's really upsetting about this is that baseball itself is a team game. But when you take
pitchers control the game,
that's exactly right. And you know what? Pitchers have to control the game. It's what makes baseball baseball, and
that's why there's so few of them.
You can literally watch any game now, going into the eighth or ninth inning, when they do these stupid pitching swaps, and they bring in their closers for the. And literally 50% of the time, the team that is at bat in that bottom half of that last inning will score tons of runs.
What did I tell you? Yeah. I've been saying it for years now. Yeah. You can't have 5 to 7 pitchers throw every night, and every one of them be on. You can't do it. And the deeper you get into the season, with the more innings these out-of-condition pitchers throw, the worse their arms get, the more they get banged around. It's a simple domino effect. It doesn't work.
Well, baseball's going to have to do something because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, but don't you get it, Marshall? They're throwing harder than ever. The pitchers today are great. They look up at the board, and you see John Jablonski's throwing 99. Yeah, and he's given up 450-foot homers. So that 99 is wrong. They're not throwing that hard. The guns are juiced up. Pitchers can't hit spots. They can't make fastballs hit move. God forbid you throw a curveball for a strike, but the game is great. It's a non-pitcher home run strikeout derby. If you like that, you can watch baseball.
Well, Buck Showalter was on the YES Network, which was great to see him because I like Buck Showalter. And he just said, you know, it used to be that if you struck out 100 times or more in a season,
You stunk.
You were terrible. He said, but now, as long as you hit 25 or 35 dingers, and you strike out 200 times a season,
it's all right. It's acceptable.
You're a star.
Because people stand up 35 times and yell.
And he said that's where the metrics and launch angle have come in, and also what baseball has done with
all
the ball.
Trash.
With the ball.
I've been watching a lot of baseball since I've been out of school. School, you know, summer break. I have not seen a sacrifice bunt yet. Have not seen it. It's gone from the game. It's non-existent. I have not seen hit behind the runners hit and runs. Have not seen it. That's baseball. Not sit back and like you say, launch left and see how far I can hit a ball or strike out four times a game.
Just
remember Chris Davis going back a few years when he was striking out left and right and everybody was making fun of him because he strikes out so much? Guess what? You got a league of Chris Davises now, and it's acceptable.
Yeah, it's something that's going to have to be addressed sooner or later because it takes and it makes the games longer. It makes the games totally too much longer.
That makes the games longer. When a ball hits the dirt, doesn't even hit the dirt. I seen them last night with a catcher catching them low, and the balls are going out of the game. Yeah. Where do all these baseballs go?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
A baseball's in the game for one pitch, and it's out of the game. It doesn't even hit the ground. It's out of the game. If a batted ball goes up in the air and the center fielder catches it, it comes in, chances are it's going out of the game. How many baseballs do they use a year?
It's amazing. It's amazing. The whole story is amazing.
And, yeah, it's a bad cycle of bad stuff.
And what it leaves you with in the standings are about 8 or 9 teams that have great records, about 3 or 4 teams.
All of those are in the American League, by the way.
Except for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. At about 3 to 5 teams that are okay, and then everybody else stinks.
Yeah, so there's 32 teams in baseball. You have probably 8 to 10 that are competitive, meaning 2/3 of your baseball teams are garbage.
Yeah, and what makes it even worse when you look at it, I'm going to bring this up here, so just bear with me while I bring it up. And this is the frightening thing about this. All right, the New York Mets, okay? And I'm only taking the Mets because it's the closest thing that I found.
Probably because you're familiar with them, too.
Well, but the New York Mets, I think, are 7 or 8 games below 500, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just won 4 in a row.
But they are only 3.5 games out in the wild card.
There you go.
That's just not acceptable.
So they're talking about ripping up a team, making moves on a team that's only three to four games out of the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
So the second that plug is pulled, guess what? How many people are going to show up to Citi Field?
Yeah. Cincinnati, 43-50. They're mm-hmm. only 5 games out of the wild card. Now here's the real thing, and once again you look at the NL West, the last place team Colorado, who is 46-50, is only 3.5 games out of the wild card. It goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, really the Giants. Is. You know, in every paper you pick up or every article you read online about making moves, Madison Bumgarner is on the top of the list, right? Well, how can you trade Madison Bumgarner when how many games out of the wild card are the Giants? Two?
You can't. And how about...
It's Bruce Bochy's last year, so you're not going to trade away the team from underneath him in his last year in baseball, are you?
And then the other story that the team that baseball should be following, and that is the Cleveland Indians. I can tell you right now, Minnesota
coming
is falling
back strong.
Minnesota's falling flat on their face. The Indians are now 4 games out of first place.
Yep.
4 games out of first place.
Minnesota gave up 12 runs in the last 3 innings to the Mets. The Mets, not the Yankees, the Mets. That's not a good sign for the Twins. They've lost their last 3. They've lost 5 out of their last 10. Meanwhile, the Indians are playing good ball, won 4 in a row, won 8 out of their last 10. And here they come.
And they've got pitching.
Not only do they have pitching, they got one of the best managers in baseball. Yeah. Terry Francona is one of, in my opinion, the top 3, if not top 2, managers in baseball. And he's doing it with a makeshift team. They have their core. They have Ramirez. They have the shortstop. They got a couple of players. Their pitching staff was decimated for most of the year. He's starting to get a few guys back, and they're winning. They were way under in the run differential. Now they're into the black. They're out of the red. Watch out for the Indians. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Astros or the Yankees, but just the Astros coming back to win the Central and making the playoffs this year is an accomplishment. And all those teams you mentioned before that stink, the Indians are 14 games over 500 now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were below 500 not too long ago.
Yep, absolutely.
So they're making a run. And like I said, Francona, there's 32 teams in baseball. he's one of the top two to three managers in the game, I think. I mean, here's my comparison. The Dodgers are 30 games over 500, right?
Yeah.
The manager of the Indians is a much better manager than the manager of the Dodgers.
Well, it's just like the Yankees. Aaron Boone does not have enough seasoning in him to be considered a top manager yet. Now, that might come in the next year or two. Who knows? But right now, you've got to take a seasoned veteran like Francona, who's been through the wars, won several world championships, and managed in a market that's as tough as New York to manage in, Boston.
Francona knows how to manipulate pitchers and manipulate players. He knows how to get to them. He knows how to get better, more from them. He knows how to play a hot guy. All these other guys, they look at the analytics. Oh, who do I need to play against too? Francona goes with baseball instinct. These other guys go with mathematics. What wins? Baseball instinct.
All right. So now, hey, you picked the 7-1 winner yesterday.
Ching, yeah.
Congratulations.
We got one done. Special relativity paid $16.20 yesterday.
All right, very quickly, do we have any picks for today?
Yeah, we got one today. I'm going back to the dirt because God knows what the weather's going to be up there. I put it on TV yesterday, the first race. Oh my! It looked like snow. That's how hard it was raining up there. The ninth race today is a mile and an eighth on the dirt. If we all go, we got 7 runners in here. Going to the outside to the 7 horse, Flowers Felisa. This horse is another Saratoga horse. The one we had yesterday was undefeated. This one has 2 starts up there with the first and a second. Very good buyers. Runs 2 turns all the time. 2 turn races up at Saratoga are very good. Ran last year both on the slop and on the fast track and won in the slop. He's right back in the same conditions that he ran up there last year. 5-1 morning line. Could only hope we get 5-1 on this horse, but the 2-horse Hofberg, who was a Derby contender last year, comes back in this race, has been off since October. Even money will be over bet for Billy Mott. Flowers Felice has a big pace advantage, going to go out front, try to wire this field. I think he has every chance to do it. My pick in the 9th race today is the 7-horse, Flowers Felice.
All right. Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow and check our football scores again.
Oof. Hey, Madison Bumgarner pitches against the Mets tonight.
All right.
He's going to be auditioning to be traded, or is he?
We'll see. I doubt it.
There you go. Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.